One of my favorite things about music is the way that it can cross the borders of our heart. When we wrote our song, I Believe It Now, we wrote it for a specific purpose with specific scenarios in mind, things that had left me personally low and destroyed, wondering if faith could bring me through this storm. What's amazing though is God can take that song, and He has taken that song, and He's used it in a multitude of ways and in scenarios that I never even dreamed of, and people that have been hurt in so many ways and have overcome and have seen that He is there even when we're all alone. Our friend Olivia Lane, when we went in and met her for the first time, we were songwriting together, and she told us her story about being an atheist not too long ago, not too long before we had started writing together. She met Jesus in her living room, and she said that our song, I Believe It Now, really resonated with her testimony, with exactly what she was walking through. And isn't that amazing? The power of song to change lives. And so we thought, man, how awesome would it be if Olivia came on board, if we added another voice, added another testimony to the story of this song, I Believe It Now. It's a song that means so much to my heart, and it's a song that hopefully will resonate with yours as well. No matter what you're walking through right now, the crux of the entire thing is that even when you feel completely and utterly alone, God's love is still standing there. He's holding on to us. He's weeping with us. He's walking through it with us. And so today, I don't know how much faith you have, but I pray that you know that you are seen, that you are loved, and that God is watching. He's holding on to you right now.